Blue Suede Connection is brought to you by
EP Boulevard Pawn Shop,
located inside the famous Marlowe's restaurant,
just down the street from Graceland.
Just a few weeks ago, a young man from Memphis, Tennessee, recorded a song on the Sun label. He has a new, distinctive style.
Hit it! Ladies and gentlemen, we have a big show, a real big show.
Shazam!
Here is Elvis.
Rock and roll music, if you like it, and if you feel it, you can't help but move to it.
Yeah, baby!
The best 2 hours of Elvis.
Blue Suede Connection. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Blue Suede Connection, everybody. I'm Dan.
I'm Tio.
And did that get your toes tapping and your fingers snapping?
Always, always.
We always like to kick off the show with one of those type songs to get you moving, get you ready for the party.
Yeah, baby.
And this week, it's a country party here on Blue Suede Connection.
Mm-hmm.
We're in our brand new studio.
We are, yes.
We're very excited about that. WTLD will be rocking today. You know, you guys get it, WTLD, Dan TLD. You guys know me.
They got it. They're
you get
smart.
It. Yeah, you smart like that. Today on the show, we're going to have some quotes from country artists and fellow peers about Elvis, what Dan had to say about him. And the best ballads. Do you know if you have a favorite Elvis ballad?
We all do.
We're going to talk about that today. You're going to share a Nancy Sinatra story where she talks about working with Elvis in Speedway and what it was like and the friendship that developed.
Right, exactly.
And also, a lot of Elvis's favorites we're going to discuss today. What stuff did Elvis like? What was he into? We're going to talk about that. But we're going to talk about country music because Elvis loved country music. It was a big part of him. He always said it was a combination of rhythm and blues, gospel, pop, and country. So with that being said, let's get it on. Give me another one of those wee-haws.
Yee-haw, baby.
I'd like to sing a song that's probably the saddest song I've ever heard.
Hear that lonesome whippoorwill. He sounds too blue to fly. The midnight train is winding low. I'm so lonesome I could cry. Did you ever see a robin weep when leaves began to die? That means he's lost the will to live. I'm so lonesome I could cry. The silence of a falling star lights up a purple sky. And as I wonder where you are, I'm so lonesome I could cry. I'm so lonesome I could.
Fantastic audience. Thank you.
Hey, boo-boo.
Yes, Yogi.
I made my Blue Suede connection. That makes me smarter than the average bear.
If you got a problem, I don't care what it is. If you need a hand, I can assure you this, I can help. I got two strong arms and I can help. It would sure do me good to do you good and let me help. It's a fact that people get lonely, and it ain't nothing new. But a woman like you, baby, should never have the blues. Let me help. Have a laugh on me, I can help. It would sure do me good to do you good, let me help. When I go to sleep at night, you're always a part of my dream. You're holding me tight, telling me everything I wanna hear. So don't forget me, baby. All you gotta do is call. You know how I feel about you. Can do anything at all, let me help. If your child needs a daddy, I can help. He will sure.
You know how I feel about you. I can do anything at all. Let me help. If your child needs a daddy, let me help. It would sure do me good to do you good. Let me help. Sleep at night, you're always a part of my dreams. Holding me tight, telling me everything I want to hear. So don't forgive me, baby. All you gotta do is call. You know how I feel about you. I can do anything at all. Let me help. If your child needs a daddy, I can help. It would sure do me good, do you good, let me help. Woo. I can help. If your child.
While we're waiting, let's do the fool. Okay?
Wait. have to forget that we ever met. Cause I won't care 100 years from now. Well, 100 years from now, I won't be crying. Years from now, I won't be blue. My heart will have to forget that we ever met. Cause I won't care 100 years from now.
It amazes me how he can just turn on the country like that.
Right, yep.
He was so good. You know, and that's just a start of what you're going to hear today. Great country music from Elvis Presley. That's the highlight of the show today. But before we go into our little break and come back with some really good stuff, tell everybody, TL, how to get hold of us and get in touch with us.
Absolutely. Well, of course, you can come over to Facebook, type in Blue Suede Connection in the search bar, and we'll pop right up, and you can find all kinds of information there. But you can also give us a call at 540-227-0514, and that same number works for WhatsApp for those of you international.
And we love it. We're coming right back at you. We're going to talk about some of Elvis's favorite things and a great classic song, Release Me. All happening right here, right now on
Blue Suede Connection. Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Come here. Sit down, honey. I'll behave.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
Hey, everybody. Every time me and Cousin Goober pass through Memphis, we stop in at E.P. Boulevard Pawn Shop. Inside that there are Marlowe's, and we visit with Cousin John and check out all his Elvis collectibles. They'll make you say, Shazam!
Now back to the music.
Oh, yeah. You're gonna like it. Let's play it hard now.
Elvis Live from 1970.
Good job.
Woohoo! Uh-huh. From the International Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yeah, baby.
Please release me. Our friends at entertainmentblurt.com gave us a list of some of Elvis's favorite things. And I'm going to share one or two with you now. Then you're going to share another story, too. But gentlemen, first, now these first two, I know you're going to ace. You know these.
Oh, no.
What was Elvis's favorite soft drink?
Pepsi.
Yep.
Pepsi, Coke.
Now, if you don't get this one, I'm going to be very disappointed.
Oh,
his
no.
favorite aftershave.
Well, Brute?
Yeah.
I mean, he had a couple, actually. There's one that's even older than that.
Yeah.
But Brute, I think, was the last one.
But we all, as fans, know the Brute thing.
I actually, this is a funny story. Do we have time for me to tell this?
Yeah.
I actually have a tiny little bottle of Brute somewhere floating around in my box as a thing.
Right.
And when I was writing my books, I would use it for incentives for smell to describe how he smelled.
Well, you're writing my book. Why do you not have my cologne?
Your Yves Saint Laurent?
Yeah.
Because I already know how you smell.
Okay. I'll do one or two more here. Elvis's favorite board game.
I don't know. Monopoly?
No, I knew he was going to say that. Yahtzee.
Yeah, that was my second choice.
Last one I'll give you here. His favorite candy bar.
Mm-hmm.
We did this a long time ago. I shared this before.
Yeah, nobody
Here's
remembers
a hint.
These things.
Homer Simpson.
Homer Simpson, I don't know.
Butterfinger.
Oh, Butterfinger.
Yeah. You like Butterfinger?
Really?
That was pretty good Homer I just did.
Yeah, you did. Do it again.
I got to work on him. No. I got to perfect
He hates it when I ask him to perform.
I got to perfect Homer, then I'll do it.
But it's funny.
Do you want to do your thing now, or do you want to wait?
What? No, let's wait.
Okay.
We'll make one more.
Wait. Yeah, because you shared a little your Brute story. We'll count
yeah,
that
well,
as,
that just popped out yeah, unexpectedly.
We'll count that as the TL story that I was talking about, but we got more from her. Don't worry.
You didn't even know I was going to do that.
All right. When you think country legends, you think Chet Atkins, right?
Yeah.
And here he is.
I admired him so very much because he was so damn different from anybody I'd ever met. I still remember how he held his hand and his little finger when he would sing, you know, his little finger would stick out. He's just so very different, and I admire people who are great showmen.
Hello.
make the world make it go away. Do you remember when you loved me before the world took you away? Yes. Well, if you do, then forgive me and make the world make it go away. Yeah, make the world go away. Yeah, get it off, get it off, get it off my shoulders. Say the things we used to say and make the world go away. Now I'm sorry if I hurt you. Let me make it up to you day by day. And if you will, please forgive me and make the world make it go away.
Country music was always a part of the influence on my type of music anyway. It's a combination of country music and gospel and rhythm and blues all combined is what it really was. As a child, I was influenced by all of that.
You're losing interest in me, and it's showing.
No, I that's where I want the intro. Just nobody knows what's happening, you know. Just
you got no it. Problem. You got it, then, man.
Just surprise everybody, man.
You're losing interest in me, and it's showing. It ain't no big thing, but it's growing. The pain of heartbreak I've just started knowing. Well, it ain't no big thing, but it's growing. Every day the hurt grows bigger than before. But I'll pretend I don't notice if I can hold you one day more. You got the look of someone who is going. You're gonna leave me, and it's showing. A little tear I can feel start to flow. But it ain't no
Baby, you've been doing pretty good on your little quiz here.
Ah, here we go again.
From entertainmentblurt.com, they gave Elvis's favorites, and we got a lot on the list, but I'm going to give you three quickies, rapid fire here.
Oh, no.
They're pretty easy. I think you'll get at least two of them. All right, Elvis's favorite viewing sport.
Football.
Yep, and one more.
Oh, boxing?
Boxing, yeah. His favorite color?
Blue.
You got that. Here's the one you might not get. What was Elvis's favorite dessert?
Banana pudding.
Man, you aced it. You are
see,
an Elvologist.
That's what you get for doubting me.
Take the ribbon from your hair. Shake it loose, let it fall. Laying soft against my skin, like the shadows on the wall. Come and lay down by my side till the early morning light. All I'm taking is your time. Help me make it through the night. I don't care what's right or wrong. I won't try to understand. Let the devil take tomorrow. Cause tonight I need a friend. Yesterday's day and tomorrow's out of sight, and it's sad to be alone. Help me make it through the night. I don't care what's right. Yesterday's day and tomorrow's out of sight, and it's sad to be alone. Help me make it through the night. I don't want to be alone. Help me make it through the night. I don't want to be alone. Help me make it through the night.
That's some classic country right there.
Oh, it's beautiful.
You like his country music, don't you?
Well, I grew up with country music. Now, let me just reiterate, the real country music.
Real country, yeah.
Not the stuff we hear on the radio today. I didn't grow up with that.
Some of today's is okay, but this stuff, this is the real deal.
Yeah, the classic stuff is what I grew up with.
From the heart. Mm-hmm. All right, I'll share a few more of these with you. I won't quiz you on these. I'll just share them.
Okay.
Because these we've talked about before, but most people know these, but some might not. Elvis's favorite television shows.
Mm-hmm.
We know he loved Hawaii Five-0.
Laughing.
Yeah, Laughing, and Sanford and Son.
Yeah.
He also liked Monty Python's Flying Circus.
Right, yeah.
All right, his favorite films. We know he loved Patton.
Patton, yeah.
Dirty Harry, The French Connection.
Mm-hmm.
Early in his life, he loved Rebel Without a Cause, knew all the lines to that movie.
Mm-hmm.
He was a big Ten Commandments fan.
Yeah.
And Doctor Strangelove.
I couldn't get into that one.
No. But Elvis did. He got into all kinds of stuff.
He had an interesting, quirky taste.
Right. Well, you had an interesting story we were going to share earlier, but we got it just jabbing away and we didn't get to it.
Yeah.
So we're going to get to that right after this. You want to give us a hint? What's it about?
Yeah, we're going to give a story that was shared by Danny Smith, which is Billy Smith, Elvis' first cousin, and kind of a funny little story about him and Lisa.
All right, we're going to get to that and lots more Elvis country music happening right here, right now on Blue Suede Connection.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Honey, you're so cute when you get frustrated.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
Blue Suede Connection is sponsored by
EP Boulevard Pawn Shop, offering two locations in Memphis and one in Tupelo.
The birthplace of Elvis Presley.
Oh yeah, you found the party, baby. The best darn party on the airwaves. It's Blue Suede Connection.
I was born in Macon, Georgia. They kept my daddy, in the American jail. He told me, if you keep your hands clean, you won't hear them bloodhounds on your trail. Well, I fell in with bad companions, robbed a man, up in Tennessee. They caught me way up in Nashville. They locked me up and threw away the key. What'd you do, son? I washed my hands in muddy water. Washed my hands, but they didn't come clean. Tried to do like my daddy told me, but must I wash my hands in a muddy stream? We'll ask the judge, now when's my time? He said, son, you know we won't forget. Now if you try just to keep your hands clean, we might just make a good man of you. Well, I couldn't wait to get my time. I broke out of Nashville jail. I just crossed state line of Georgia. Well, I can't hear them bloodhounds on my trail. What you doing? Wash my hands in muddy water. I wash my hands, but they didn't come clean. Tried to do, had to do like my daddy told me. But I must have washed my hands in muddy stream. I wash my hands in muddy water. I wash my hands, but they didn't come clean. I tried to do like my daddy told me. But I must have washed my hands in muddy water. Wash my hands in muddy water. I wash my hands, but they didn't come clean. Tried to do like my daddy told me,
Like about Blue Suede Connection, what we do here is...
What do you like?
Oh, I envision the person listening. You know we have the hardcore Elvis fans that know everything about Elvis's music, song. But I imagine that one person driving along that tunes into a local station and hears it. And hears songs like that that they may never have ever imagined Elvis recording.
Yep.
Might be a country music fan thinking, wow, hey.
Could be a brand new song to
them. That's
some smoking
country.
And how exciting would that be?
Yeah, and I like that we do that. And we have gotten letters, emails from people who are casual fans that say, what was that song you played last week?
Yeah, I never heard it before.
Never heard it. Loved that. And
that's the best.
I've talked to people. Hey, you know, I was always just a casual fan, but listening to you guys has really helped
me. Well, even people that are, I wouldn't say diehards, but they consider themselves to be extreme fans, and they still find things they haven't heard before.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think this is Elvis approved. I think he likes what we're doing.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. He may cringe a little bit when we play the outtakes. But he likes what we're doing. All right, we said we're going to share a little story. You have something from Elvis's little step-cousin brother. What would Danny be to Elvis?
No, he's his first cousin. He's his, well, I guess he would be his second cousin because Billy Smith is his first cousin.
Right.
And his children, I suppose, would be Elvis's second cousin.
Okay, so from...
But, yeah, so Billy Smith and Joe Smith had kids, and, of course, Billy is his first cousin. And
right.
So Danny Smith is one of his kids. When Elvis passed away, Danny was 14, so he's about 5 years older than us, and also about 5 or 6 years older than Lisa Marie, but they were playmates. And Danny grew up playing at Graceland,
right?
You know, because the kids were allowed to run around and they were allowed to go upstairs because Lisa Marie's bedroom was up there. And they were playing one day and they decided that they were going to try to make this game they were playing, this fantasy, as real as they could be. And Danny was pretending to be Elvis.
Uh-oh.
And he picked up the intercom and acted like he was Elvis, and he was going to call down to the kitchen to order something from upstairs to downstairs,
right.
I think is what it was. But he accidentally hit the wrong button, and he said all of a sudden he saw on the screen that it said Elvis's bedroom.
Oh, my.
So he knew that Elvis was sleeping.
Uh-oh.
And he got very scared because he thought he's waking him up. He's calling the wrong number. he said he got so scared and terrified, he said he almost wet himself. But then he hung up really quickly, and then he said, but the worst thing was is he was convinced that somehow the intercom was going to ring his mommy and daddy.
Uh-oh.
And let them know that he was messing around with the intercom somehow.
No.
So he was like, somehow I just knew mom and dad was going to know that I woke Elvis for playing a game. So he never did hear anything about it, though. He doesn't know if he actually really woke Elvis. He only knows he rang his room. Ooh. He never did hear. Elvis never reprimanded him, and he was relieved from that.
You got to watch those Dannys and Dans. They could
be
sneaky characters.
Bad.
Yeah, we are.
We're rolling. This will be take one. dun, 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 dun.
You're here tonight, I'm alone without you, my dear. It seems there's a longing for you still, but I'll just keep it there so I won't be alone in our little cabin home on the hill. Oh, someone has taken you from me and left me here all alone. You listen to the rain beat on my window in my little cabin home on the hill. Tonight I'm alone without you, my dear. It seems there's a longing for you still. But I'll just keep it there so I won't be alone in our little cabin on the hill. Oh, someone has taken you from me and left me here all alone to listen to the rain beat on my own in our little cabin. Taken you from me and left me here all alone. Well, to listen to the rain beat on my own pen in our little cabin home on the hill. In our little cabin home on the hill.
We'll give you a half.
Maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have. Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. Little things I should have said and done, I just never took the time. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. Maybe I didn't hold you all those lonely, lonely times. And I guess I never told you I'm so happy that you're mine. If I made you feel second best, girl, I'm so sorry I was blind. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. Said and done, I just never took the time. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. You were always. Quite as good
as I should have. Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. Maybe I didn't hold you all those lonely, lonely times. And I guess I never told you I'm so happy that you're mine. Maybe I didn't treat you.
Well, everybody likes to imitate me, and some do a pretty good job. But no other radio program sounds like Blue Suede Connection.
Safe behind your walls of glass, you keep staring back at me like a memory from the past. Won't you sing me away to a summer night? Let me hold her in my arms again. I know memory is not reliving, but at least it's not the end. So here's another.
Speaks to me of flowers that will bloom again in spring. When I was young, my heart was young then too. Anything that it would tell me, that's the thing that I would do. But now I feel such emptiness within. For the thing that I want most in life's the thing that I can't win. Spread your tiny wings and fly away. And take the snow back with you where it came from on that day. The one I love forever is untrue. And if I could, you know that I would fly away with you. The breeze along the river seems to say that she'll only break my heart again should I decide to stay. So little snowbird, take me with you when you go to that land of gentle breezes where the peaceful waters flow. Spread your tiny wings and fly away. And take the snow back with you where it came from on that day. The one I love forever is untrue. And if I could, you know that I would fly away with you. Yeah, if I could, you know that I would fly.
Oh, yeah. You want to be a part of the Blue Suede Connection program, ladies and gentlemen? Well, give them a call on the hotline at 540-227-0514 and leave them a message.
Hey everybody, every time me and Cousin Goober pass through Memphis, we stop in at E.P. Boulevard Pawn Shop. Inside that there Marlowe's, and we visit with Cousin John and check out all his Elvis collectibles. They'll make you say, Shazam!
Blue Suede Connection is sponsored by
E.P. Boulevard Pawn Shop,
the largest Elvis dealer in Memphis.
Well, it's about time you got here.
Blue Suede Connection.
Hey, welcome to hour number two of Blue Suede Connection. Having a good time. It's Country Music Day here on Blue Suede Connection. Playing all those good old songs that make you feel good.
We're going country.
Ah, we love it. We go country every once in a while here on Blue Suede Connection. We just go Elvis crazy. That's what it's all about.
That's true. That's true.
You know, and Elvis had a lot of people who admired him from all the genres of music. Even to this day, you still look up to Elvis.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, lots of great stars. But you have some quotes from different people you're going to share throughout the second hour. So,
You know what? My favorite quote comes from Johnny Cash.
All right.
I love Johnny. He says, Elvis was so good. Every show I did with him, I never missed the chance to stand in the wings and watch. We all did.
Right.
Which I thought is really cool.
Which would have been Jerry Lee and Roy.
Waylon Jennings even. Yeah. Garth says, none of us will ever touch Elvis. And Garth tried a couple years back, tried to outsell him. Elvis still ended up, even though he's been gone, passed costume again.
Garth knows when to take the back seat.
Yeah.
He's a smart guy, yeah.
Yeah, Buddy Holly said none of us could have made it without him.
Mm-hmm.
Very true. And this is a funny one from Roy Orbison. He was the firstest with the mostest.
I like it.
Yeah.
Let's do some traditional country music done Elvis style with Blue Eyes.
Crying
in the rain.
Seen a lot of people who play guitar and stuff who didn't work. You should make up your mind, he said, about either being an electrician or playing a guitar. He said, I never saw a guitar player that was worth a damn.
Well, I quit my job down at the car wash. I left my mama a goodbye note. By sundown, I left Kingston with my guitar under my coat. I hitchhiked all the way down to Memphis, got a room at the YMCA. For the next 3 weeks, I went a hunting them nightclubs looking for a place to play. Well, I thought my picket would set them on fire, but nobody wanted.
to hire a guitar man. Well, I nearly bought strong as death down in Memphis. I run out of money and luck, so I bought me a ride down to Macon, Georgia on an overloaded poultry truck. I thumbed on down to Panama City, started picking out some of them all-night bars. I hoping I can make myself a dollar making music on my guitar. I got the same old story, them all-night tears. There ain't no room around here for a guitar man. We don't need a guitar man, son. So I slept in the hobo jungles. I roamed 1,000 miles of track till I found myself in Mobile, Alabama. Had a club they called Big Jack's. A little four-piece band was jamming, so I took my guitar and I set in. I showed them what a band would sound like. I was a swinging little guitar man. Show them, son. Swinging a little guitar, man. Yeah, yeah.
When I said I needed you, you said you would always stay. It wasn't me who changed but you, and now you've gone away. Oh, don't you know that now I'm left here on my own. Now I have to follow you and beg you to come home. You don't have to say you love me, just be close at hand. You don't have to stay forever, I will understand. Believe me, I'll never tie you down. Left alone, just a memory. Life seems dead and so unreal. All that's left is loneliness. There's nothing left. Have to say you love me, just be close at hand. You don't have to stay forever, I will understand. Believe me, oh, believe me. Oh, you don't have to say you love me, just be close at hand. You don't have to stay forever, I will understand. Believe me.
All right, we all know who our favorite singer is.
Yeah.
We just heard him, Mr. Elvis Presley.
Right.
We think he's the greatest.
Yeah.
But our favorite singer had his favorite singers.
Right. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And Quora.com gave us a list of some of his favorite singers. Roy Orbison.
Yeah.
Ann Murray. B.J. Thomas.
Yeah.
The Blackwood Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Mahalia Jackson. Tom Jones.
Right.
Jimmy Dean. Jim Reeves,
yeah,
Roy Hamilton, and two guys he kind of, when he got into the crooning and singing, he kind of relied on these guys for a little inspiration, Bing Crosby,
mm-hmm,
and Dino.
Dino, yeah.
Yeah, so there were some of Elvis's favorite singers.
That's cool.
All right, let's get back to our favorite singer.
Now, I will hear you say goodbye, my love. You'll be on your way. Then, my wild, beautiful bird, you will have flown. Any day now, I'll be all alone. Now, when your restless eyes meet someone new, to my sad surprise, then the blue shadow will fall all over time. Any day now, love will let me down. I know I shouldn't want to keep you if you don't want to stay. Until you're gone forever, I'll be holding on for dear life. Holding you this way, maybe you'll stay any day now. When the clock strikes gold, you'll come back. Then my tears will flow. Then the blue shadow will fall all over town. Any day now, love will let me down. You won't be around.
To know. So
Some country music right there,
oh,
baby.
I love that.
I do too. And we hope you at home are enjoying the country music of Elvis Presley here today on Blue Suede Connection. And we've got a lot of great shows lined up coming up with.
We sure do.
I won't even tell you, but there is one that the brand new album just came out.
Yeah, I was gonna say. That. Oh my gosh, you read my mind.
Yeah, stay tuned for that.
I was gonna say
one.
We're gonna go through the new album that just came out. What's it called again? Elvis.
Back in Nashville.
Back in Nashville, people.
Yes. So get ready for that one. Coming up, we got Nancy Sinatra and her little story. TL's going to share.
Mm-hmm.
And the best ballads. What's your favorite Elvis ballad? We'll see if it made the list.
Ballad?
Ballads. B-A-L-L-A-D.
I thought you said vowel.
Barefoot ballad. That's a barefoot ballad. Won't you play for me a down home country?
Country song.
Oh, there you go. It's all happening here on Blue Suede Connection. Coming right back at you with some great Elvis country.
Everybody, every time me and Cousin Goober pass through Memphis, we stop in at EP Boulevard Pawn Shop inside the Marlowe's, and we visit Cousin John and check out all his Elvis collectibles. They'll make you say Shazam.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Come here. Sit down, honey. I'll behave.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
There seems to be a kind of like a relationship going on stage. It's like everybody is a friend of everybody else on stage. And that's something very rare, because we've seen a lot of groups perform and don't get that kind of feeling.
I think it's because we enjoy it, you know, and we constantly enjoy it, which means that we, you know, we do two shows a night, 5 weeks, but we never let it get old.
What else can I do to make you see? Lord, Lord.
Thank you very much.
Elvis Live. If you love me, let me know.
Yes.
You know, Olivia was real hot at that time. That was one of her big hits. And
Olivia Neutron Bomb.
Elvis dug Olivia, and she dug Elvis. And I remember we shared the story where she never really got to meet him.
Right.
But she was in the audience when he did the song, and she, like, about peed herself. She said just to hear him say her name.
Yeah.
She said it struck her like, wow,
with
Elvis
that
Presley.
Elvis drawl.
Yeah, Elvis just said my name.
Oh,
that must have been a pretty big thrill.
He probably said honey.
Yeah.
Right in there with it.
I'm sure he did, honey. All right. Give another quote or two.
Merle Haggard. Elvis touched the life of every ear that heard him. You couldn't help but listen when he would sing. So
absolutely
true. Mac Davis. Every performer who ever performed in rock and roll or anything close to it is lying if they say they weren't influenced in some way or another by Elvis.
Very true. Very true words right there by great country legends.
Mm-hmm.
Woman won't stay caught. But you turned around and you loved her anyway. She broke your heart, and all I've got to say, hit your baby, you rock it, hit your heartache.
And the waiting round is really killing.
killing me. It's a matter of time before I go back there. A matter of time, oh Lord, before I go home. It's a long way, I know, and the going ain't easy. She'll see me again. It's a matter. I think I'll take a train right early in the morning, just to see how far I get along the way. But the trains don't run too often, only sometimes. So I guess I'd better wait another day. It's a matter of time.
It's a matter of time
before I go back there. Matter of time before I go home. It's a long way, I know.
It's a long way, I know.
And the
three,
corn patches, about four,
cotton.
You know, Elvis worked with a lot of people and met a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't great, great friends with a whole lot of celebrities.
No.
But I think he got along really well with Glenn Campbell.
Right. Uh-huh.
And they were
so.
They were buddies. And I think Glenn, even to this day, is still one of the greatest musicians in music.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care what genre of music we're talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy played with the Beach Boys.
Uh-huh.
He played with several different country artists. He used to do a lot of the movie soundtrack songs.
Right.
Record them so Elvis could hear the demos.
Yeah.
And those were Glenn Campbell on those demos that Elvis
say. I would love to hear some of that, actually.
Well, there actually is an album.
That's right, yeah.
Glenn Campbell. And they do a duet on there. They have him and
that's
Elvis
right. I remember that now.
Well, we'll get on the show sometime. We'll do that.
Yeah.
But with that being said, Glenn Campbell had a lot of great things to say about Elvis, and I thought we'd share one of those things and then play Elvis doing a Glenn Campbell great.
Nice.
Ready? Let's do it.
He was like the John Wayne, you know. It was like John Wayne walking into a room about you just knew he was in the room. You know, it's amazing. Johnny Cash had that kind of charisma. But Elvis's was something very, very special.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to keep my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. It's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds. I had the heat stains that have dried up on some love. That keeps you in the back roads or by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you riveted on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy. Or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track in the fair. That you're moving on the back road by the rivers of my memory. And for hours you just tickle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us. And some other woman's crying to her mother cause she turned and I was gone. I still might run in silence until the joy might stain my face and the summer sun might burn me to the flame. But not to where I cannot see you walking the back roads by the rivers of flowing gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, cracking cauldron in some stranger. My beard erupts cold hard and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cupped hands around the tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and fight. That you're waving from the back roads by the rivers of my memory, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
I find this list interesting from ElvisHistoryBlog.com. They have the 10 best Elvis ballads.
All right. Let me
and
hear it.
Most of these songs are late 50s, early 60s. All right, so here we go. Number 10, Tomorrow Night from 1954.
All right.
Number 9, I Need Somebody to Lean On from 1963.
Uh-huh.
Number 8, It's Impossible from 1972.
Ooh.
Number 7, Loving You from 57. Number 6, Sentimental Me from 61.
Mm-hmm.
Number 5, They Remind Me Too Much of You from 1962.
Nice. Nice.
Number four, There's Always Me from 1961. Number three, Love Me Tender from 1956. Number two, top ones I figured would be on top. Can't Help Falling in Love comes in at number two from 1961.
Perfect.
And they say the number one ballad by Elvis Presley is Are You Lonesome Tonight? All right, baby, coming up, you have got a Nancy Sinatra Elvis story.
Yeah.
And just so much more great country music all happening here on Blue Suede Connection right after this.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
It's okay, honey. It's just old Elvis here.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
Blue Suede Connection is brought to you by
EP Boulevard Pawn Shop,
located inside the famous Marlowe's Restaurant,
just down the street from Graceland.
It's a little bit country, it's a little bit gospel, it's a little bit soul, it's a whole lot of rock and roll. It's Blue Suede Connection, baby!
Trouble to turn into a struggle halfway across Alabama. Well, a hound broke down and left us all stranded in downtown Birmingham. Well, right away I bought me a through train ticket right across Mississippi clean. I was on that midnight flyer out of Birmingham smoking in the New Orleans. Somebody help me get out of Louisiana, just help me get to Houston town. There are people there who care a little about me and have all left the poor boy down. Into the promised land, working on a T-bone steak, all the cardi flying over to the Golden State. When the pilot told us in 13 minutes he would set us at the terminal gate. Swing low chariot, come down easy, taxi to the terminal zone. Cut your engines and cool your wings and let me make it to the telephone. Los Angeles, you've been Norfolk, Virginia, died 1-4-10-09. Tell the folks back home this is the promised land. He would set us at the terminal gate. A swing low chariot, come down easy, taxi to the terminal zone. Touch your engines and cool your wings and let me make it to the telephone. Los Angeles, you may know for Virginia died 1-4-10-09. Then the folks back home, this is the promised land calling and the poor boys on the line.
Title track from a great album from 1974, Promised Land.
Yep.
You like that album too, don't you?
I love that album.
I know
it's
you
does. Favorites.
You know what I love is great Elvis stories. I like hearing from people who knew Elvis and worked with him, and that's right. What you're going to share.
Right. Well, you know, Nancy Sinatra worked with him in Speedway, and they were friends for a long time. Did you know that she actually was one of the ladies that gave Priscilla Presley a baby shower?
No, I did not know that.
I did not know that either.
Cool.
So she did an interview with Fox News recently.
Right.
November 12th. 12th, 2021. So she told them, she said that he was probably the funniest man and the most serious man she ever knew. She told People magazine that on one hand, he would make her laugh really hard with his sense of humor. And then he'd call her in the middle of the night and want to talk about the poor people living in the ghetto. And
yeah, I remember that story. Yeah, you have her telling that story.
Very, very serious. You know, he had concerns about what was going on in the country.
Small black children in Memphis, he was very concerned about.
Right.
Because they didn't have the things that he was able to give his child.
So she went on to just say that he was very supportive and her daddy loved him. In fact, she told a story about Frank Sinatra. Uh-oh. And said that in her, you know, Nancy had that time period in the 60s when she was very popular with Boots Are Made for Walking.
Right.
That he would come out on stage during his shows and say, "Hi, I'm Nancy Sinatra's dad."
So, is that right?
Yeah. She said it made her feel good because she felt like he was proud of her.
Right. I've never heard her say a bad thing about him. So that's good stuff right there.
No, I think that she considered him a great friend.
Good. All right. Here's a really cool country song. You never hear this, Honky Tonk Angel.
I love it.
When was the last time you kissed me? And I don't mean a touch now and then. It's been a long time since you felt like my woman. Even longer since I felt like your man. So tell me if you think it's over and I'll leave it up to you how it ends. 'Cause if you don't want the love at me and say I love you. How much more do you think I can stand? Oh, when there's an old friend out there and she's waiting, Lord, she's happy just holding my hand. Are all the guns are loaded, the front doors are bolted, ain't this old world
sit down by the river and enjoy and sing our cares away.
It's come to that time.
No, no.
I really hate to do it because I just yelled at TL folks during this last song. I said, we got so much music.
Yeah.
We just didn't have time.
Yeah.
You can only get so many great country Elvis songs on in 2 hours.
I know. That's why everybody always tells us it should be longer.
I'll Be There, When I'm Over You, Kentucky Rain. She Thinks I Still Care. All those great songs
were
lined
up.
And a whole bunch behind that, but we just couldn't get it on today.
But you know what? We will get them.
Yes, we'll always do another country music show.
We always get them some other time.
In fact, you and I were just talking. We said maybe we'll get your mom to sit in on that one.
Oh,
because
wow.
Your mommy is a country music artist.
Yes.
She's played in many country bands, and that's her music.
That's what I grew up with.
Yeah,
yep,
so
she
maybe
was a music entertainer growing up. Yep.
Maybe on her next visit, we will do some country music and get Sandy.
She would love it.
What's her radio name going to be?
Sandy Butts?
Yeah, Sandy Buns. There you go.
No, Butts. You said Butts.
Oh, okay. Sandy Butts works.
Remember you said?
Yeah, Sandy Buns.
He tried to tell me that was going to be my name one time, and it took me a minute to get it.
You were Sandy Crack.
Oh, Sandy Crack.
Yeah.
Well, it's the same thing.
Any closing words for our friends who joined us today, baby?
We really love you guys. We can't thank you enough, especially when you call into your stations and let them know that you're listening. And they do call us when you say something great. And even if you say something's going wrong, we get a call to find out about it.
Right.
So everything we can do to help is appreciated. So you can call us or call them anytime.
All right, folks. We love you. We're going to do this again next week. Say it with me, TL.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
How was the phrasing? Was it a little bit off?
Yeah. Charlie was a little bit off. I don't think he'll ever be on.
I didn't say that, Charlie. Let's do it again.
Okay.
Because he I don't know if he's not hearing enough of me or I'm not hearing enough of him, but he's jumping out in front of me.
Don't look so sad, I know it's over, but life goes on, and this old world will keep on turning. Let's just be glad we had some time to spend together. There's no need to watch the bridges that we're burning. Lay your head upon my pillow. times, for the good times. I'll get along, you'll find another, and I'll be here if you should find you ever need me. Don't say a word about tomorrow or forever. There'll be time enough for sadness when you leave me. Just lay your head upon my pillow. Hold your warm and tender body close to mine. Hear the whisper of the raindrops blowing soft against the window. Make believe you love me one more time. For the good times, for the good times. Elvis has left the building. Thank you and good night.
All right, let's wrap it up and get out of here.
Abby, 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 Abby,